Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's that weekly sideshow brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. In each short episode, we rummage through the ideas cupboard and browse the metaphorical bookshelf for untold tales and interesting asides. This week, Monocle's Robert Bound considers how back issues of magazines can act as tactile time machines.
There's nothing quite like a fresh wadge of print. Hot off the press, that paper and ink smelling finer than a bakery. So you like it? Good. But what about the golden oldies, the back issues, the magazines of yore you stored and wondered when that rainy day might fall? Well, it has been a little damp of late underfoot, and so I reached into the archive, and I've never been happier. Back issues are a tactile time machine. March 1997's Vanity Fair shouted, "London swings again," and featured Liam Gallagher and Patsy Kensit looking hot but hungover in a Union Jack bed on the cover. Better, though, was David LaChapelle's shot of Alexander McQueen and Isabella Blow escaping from a castle they'd just torched, dressed as pantomime dames. The face from that year has the sweetest, most natural cover shot of the Spice Girls there is, a group who always snarled or pouted as though their careers depended on it. A 2004 Vogue is a trove of cigarettes perilously close to needing a tap, front rows at fashion shows of Amanda de Cadenet and Jay Jagger, and tech pages featuring the brand new iPod Mini and a very blue-looking BlackBerry. Turfing my way to the back of the cupboard, I thumb through a National Geographic from the magazine's centennial year of 1988 and shiver again at the Ghosts of War cover, a barnacle-crusted Mitsubishi Zero lying on the bed of the Pacific. I know that it's monstrously nerdy to have the June 94 issue of Motorsport, but it commemorated both Ayrton Senna, who'd tragically died the month before, and that very magazine's own 70th anniversary. A strange, skillful editorial balancing act is performed with beautiful archive photography among the ads for Autoglim and the brand new Golf GTI. In fact, it's often the ads that are the real Proustian Madeleine. Back to that 2004 Vogue and the dawn of the couture meets high street trend. Karl Lagerfeld for H&M. Experience a moment in fashion and history. Carl looking trim and unknowable in shades, and a 29 quid white roll neck. Type back issues into Google, and you may get a piece of stock photography of a man wincing and clutching his latissimus dorsi, or possibly his erector spinae. That's because the internet doesn't know what back issues are, or what paper is, and what it means to you and to me. Its archive is a silo in Arizona, not in a study or a sitting room ready to be plundered for entertainment. Binning your magazines, then, is like binning your memories. Look, it gets really interesting at the back of the cupboard. For Monocle, I'm Robert Bound.
And our many and sincere thanks to Robert Bound. And that's all we have time for this week. But if you're eager for more design delights, then do listen to our full-length programme, which airs on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, if you're missing your local newsstand, you should, of course, take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. You can also get our daily bulletins, peruse our many books on everything from global politics to cosy homes. Oh, and buy our fetching collaborations too. Head to monocle.com for more of that. Today's episode was produced by the ever-patient Mae Lee Evans. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.